Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Cottage Corner with your host, Marie, where I discuss all things cottagecore. I know it's definitely been a minute since I recorded the last episode, but I'm back and excited to make another one. I guess I really wasn't feeling super inspired the past, but it's been several months. But I think I just kind of wanted to pull myself out of a productive slump and didn't want to make another episode until I had a topic that I was excited about. That being said, I am here now and ready to share my latest project. So without further ado, welcome to the Cottage Corner episode on cottagecore themed books. So when I first got into cottagecore, as somebody who also loves to read, I looked for these lists of cottagecore themed books, and there are actually a good amount out there on different websites. I watched even some YouTube videos. If you haven't heard of Darling Desi, she is a great cottagecore themed YouTuber. She just makes cottagecore themed videos, including, you know, clothing hauls and DIY projects. She's a little bit more into, I think I would personally consider it very light academia. In fact, I was looking through some of her older videos and it almost feels like she went through the same progression that I did, with an interest in dark academia being first. You know, if you get into it in the fall, these aesthetics tend to kind of go together and change with the seasons. I've definitely noticed that, like, cottagecore, because it is so centered on nature and the fashion sense does feel like a lot of like flowy dresses, it's a much easier aesthetic to pull off in spring and summer, kind of getting into fall, but once you hit fall I feel like you get into light, dark academia territory. Regardless, she does have a lot of cool Cottage Corner themed videos, including one where she recommends books. She is a reader as well, and TV shows and movies that she thinks fit the cottagecore aesthetic. I did notice that a lot of the ones that she lists do tend to overlap with the lists that I found online. Personally, I suspect that the people that made these lists online watched her video and maybe took some inspiration from it. So I'm going to try and include on my own list several that you wouldn't find on, you know, the lists that are out there right now, as well as the ones mentioned in her video. But there is some overlap, which I typically just included because either they are the epitome of cottagecore or they really are like significant to me personally. All right, so let's get into this book list. The first book on my list is Pride and Prejudice. I know that this is not everybody's cup of tea. The classics tend to be a bit difficult to get through if you are not like super into reading. And in general, you know, it's just, it takes a little bit more brain power than I think you necessarily want to spend when you're just looking for something light and enjoyable. But I will say Jane Austen has really, like, not just great, like, light romantic novels, but also they're like truly funny. I don't know, something about her sense of humor I just think is like very on point, and Pride and Prejudice is one of the best examples of this. And keeping with the cottagecore theme, you know, there's the setting of this book. It's the English countryside. They're not in London. They're not in the city. They're interacting with nature. It's very, like, back to basics, simple living, because it's a period piece and there's no, like, real technology. And, you know, the dresses are just, I mean, Regency era is definitely not my favorite period piece clothing, dress, or style, but it definitely fits with the cottagecore theme for sure. And honestly, you'll get this similar vibe in all of Jane Austen's books. It does feel very like whimsical and romantic, basically kind of what you picture when you think of this like simple living countryside cottagecore style life. So the second book on my list is actually a series, and I guess you could say this is like a middle grade series, although I'm gonna be honest, you don't have to be younger to enjoy this. You also don't have to be a girl. My brother loves this series too. Anne of Green Gables is about a young girl who's an orphan, and she ends up growing up in the countryside with this family, and it's very, like, you know, prairie style living. Literally, Little House on the Prairie is also on this list. That one I do think is more of like a aimed at younger readers, but Anne of Green Gables, you can enjoy at any age. It's honestly hilarious and really fits the cottagecore vibe of like simple living and being connected with nature, and Anne is just basically like that cottagecore like heroine that you would imagine. I think the YouTuber I mentioned earlier, Darling Daisy, is like obsessed with her, and you can totally tell if you've read Anne of Green Gables that she like has basically adapted Anne's personality into her own. Next on the list, another classic which has appeared on other people's lists, I will say, is Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. I read this a while back, but I definitely know that it gave me cottagecore vibes before I even knew what cottagecore was. I also just love like the relationships between the sisters, and when the newest version of the Little Women film came out, I totally loved it, and I had discovered cottagecore at that point, so I was able to kind of have a newfound appreciation for it. Also, can I just say, the reboot of Little Women, so much better than the old one. I just remember being terrified of scarlet fever. No spoilers, but I love Winona Ryder, but definitely watch the new one if you're gonna watch Little Women. Florence Pugh, Saoirse Ronan, Emma Watson, all like really great performances. So this one is slightly less obvious cottagecore vibes than the rest, and I'm definitely gonna like say like with a grain of salt, but The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien, not so much the rest of Middle Earth, but there's something about the Shire and the hobbits and the way that they're so like pure and simple, and they love food and gardening and tea and parties. It's just such like a, again, like whimsical, idyllic cottagecore lifestyle that they live there in the Shire. I'm gonna skip over this one kind of because I already mentioned it, but Little House on the Prairie, like I said, for younger audiences, although I've heard that the TV show is like kind of wild, but yeah, I mean, it has the cottagecore vibes mixed with like Oregon Trail, so if that's your thing, I would recommend. Next is kind of a general recommendation. I think when you picture like cottagecore and like little picnics, I see like people reading poetry. That also just feels like very right within the cottagecore aesthetic. So if you're looking for some poetry to like take on a picnic with you, if you're trying to like create a little cottagecore scene, I would recommend Robert Frost, Whitman. W.H. Auden is my favorite poet, but also Emily Dickinson, which, side note, there is a new TV show, and I have not watched it yet, but I've seen so many screen caps from it, and the outfits definitely scream cottagecore. Next, we have two more kind of middle grade, you know, younger audience reads. There's Alice in Wonderland, which, you know, it's another one that I think if you're into classics, you will like, but definitely you kind of have to be open-minded going into it because it was a little bit difficult for me to get into at first, but there are a lot of elements that I feel like remind me of cottagecore in the sense of like the talking flowers and talking animals, like those things, just fables in general overlap with like the, as I mentioned on a previous episode, you know, things like fairy tales, folklore, they kind of have a similar vibe. Speaking of younger audiences and talking animals, the next one on the list is The Chronicles of Narnia. I've read this series multiple times, once as like a child and then a few years later. And I loved it just as much. I think Narnia is such, like, a fun, like, safe, like, world that I enjoy going back to, kind of the same way that I would reread the Harry Potter series, although that's definitely not cottagecore, but, something about the way, not when they're in London before they transfer into Narnia, but, like, the actual world of Narnia itself, not just the talking animals and the really cool outfits, but, like, just that whole, like, imaginary, like, fairy tale land gives me cottagecore vibes. Switching it up a bit from here, this is definitely not a middle-aged, younger audience book series, but I do think it kind of fits in with that fantasy world, folklore, fairy tale, whatever you want to call it. But the Outlander series by Diana Gabaldon, I feel like part of why I love that series is because it kind of mixes historical fiction with the fantasy and, like, the magic of cottagecore as well. Once the heroine Claire transfers from the 1940s Scotland, she's kind of forced to acclimate to a world without the technology of her previous timeline, which I absolutely love. I feel like it is kind of like a look at the experiment of, like, what would it be like if we suddenly tried to live this, like, simpler life, or, like, go back to a time period where we did not have the same luxuries and amenities that we have now. And I also just love that, like, it's a mix not just of, like, the historical bit, but magic and science. The fact that in the 1940s, Claire is a nurse, but when she's transferred back to 15th century Scotland, she's thought of low-key as, like, a witch or a healer because her knowledge of modern medicine just gives her, like, this edge that people think is so, like, impressive, but also intimidating to the point of where they're like, is this witchcraft? We don't know. It's just funny because there is legitimate witchcraft in this series, but what she's doing is actually just science. So, I don't know. I love that. And there's tons of cute dresses and nature, magic, you know. It makes you wish that you could, like, visit Scottish Highlands because it just sounds beautiful. And the way that the people are living, you just kind of, like, gain this appreciation for how things were done back then. So, next we have the Spiderwick Chronicles. This one I kind of, like, hesitantly put on the list just because, again, I watched it when I was pretty young, but I do remember, like, it was definitely a part of the movies and books that I watched and read before I knew what cottagecore was. Like, I definitely was interested in things that had this cottagecore vibe before it became a trend with, like, a name. And so looking back, I'm like, oh yes, that was definitely, like, the original, like, cottagecore media before cottagecore became a thing. Basically fits in with all that kind of nature magic and kind of children exploring the world. The next book, don't worry, we're almost to the end, is Inkheart, which again is a series. I was obsessed with Inkheart when I first read it. I think I was maybe junior high, maybe middle school, I don't know. But there's a movie as well that I would rewatch. But essentially the plot follows this girl named Maggie, who her dad has this ability to read stories and bring things out of the story, but the kind of catch is that something has to go back inside of the book if you read something out of the book, which is kind of where the conflict starts, because obviously he's using his gift and he reads something out of the book and something gets sucked into the book that they really did not want to lose, and it's kind of about them trying to get it back and trying to kind of reverse the damage that they cause when they let different characters and creatures loose from the book. Obviously, if you're a book lover, you'll love this kind of concept. And it just gives me cottagecore vibes in that the relationship between Maggie and her dad, I think his nickname is like Silvertongue, I don't know. But their relationship is so cute. You know, the mom's not really in the picture. And so it's just kind of the two of them, and they're kind of like best friends. And they move around, and her dad, like, he's like a book doctor, so he like fixes books that are damaged, but he also like collects rare books. And something about it just feels very like quaint and simple. But it's also like magical and fun as well. And on the list, this is actually a book that I read for school. It wasn't assigned, but I ended up doing an independent research project on the experiences of civilians during World War II and France and Britain. And so when I was reading different books about the experience of civilians in France, I came across Nightingale by Kristen Hanna and absolutely loved it. It's definitely gives you strong cottagecore vibes, and the way that it's about two sisters during this time period, and one of them lives in Tours, France, and she is living in a cottage with like a beautiful garden, and it's like a little village. Just like, again, this like idyllic, simple life with her husband and her daughter. But the war breaks out, and the other sister ends up having to come and stay with the sister that's living in the countryside. They're kind of estranged, so like they have that sort of relationship that they're exploring. Two very different heroines, but both very strong leads. I really loved kind of seeing the difference and how they interacted with people and navigated the wartime, because I don't know, like, I love these like strong independent female leads, but at the same time I am a very like reserved person, and I enjoyed that they were able to kind of show the strength that the sister that was a little bit more was not leading the rebellion necessarily. I like that they were able to show that that sister was kind of making a difference and a strong lead as well. While it's definitely like not a light read and does cover some like heavier topics, it's literally set in like Nazi occupied country, but it is set in a really beautiful location, and the life that they were leading and the life that they're trying to protect is one that is this idyllic cottagecore locale. Next on the list, we have Walden, which is kind of like the poetry recommendation. You know, it's not like, again, everyone's cup of tea, but it is just the way that it describes living simply and basic transcendentalism ideals is so in line with cottagecore. And next is Song of Achilles by Madeline Miller. You've probably heard about Circe, which is like the newest book in her Greek retelling. I don't know if it's an anthology, but she's basically retelling Greek myths. And my personal favorite is Song of Achilles. The relationship between Achilles and Patroclus is just so adorable. And her writing is beautiful. I just really loved this retelling, and something about, I like picture, there are some scenes where Achilles is training with his like centaur guide, and he's like basically frolicking through the forest with Patroclus, and they just seem like these like picture of innocence and youth, and it's just such like a cute, simple, lighthearted scene. Obviously there is like action and violence and definitely some sadder scenes later in the book, but the beginning does feel very cottagecore. And the last book on my list of cottagecore themed books that I'm recommending today is Kingdom of the Wicked. So this one is definitely the newest book on my list. I actually read it recently myself, and I went to go read the next book in the series because I had seen like the title. It's literally not released yet, so just know that like if you're gonna whip through this book, you're gonna have to wait a while for the next one. It's well worth the wait. This is like your basic like YA fantasy romance, not too spicy, but the main character is a girl who it very much has like this Italian influence, and she bakes at her family restaurant, and basically the town they live in is this gorgeous seaside place. If you picture like a Tuscan village, it just feels very cottagecore. I know baking is one of the major themes, and boy is there a lot of baking in this book. Honestly, it made me very hungry. The romance is also very well done, but I was shocked by how intrigued I was by the mystery. The plot of the book is about her sister's murder, and it involves witches and demons, and there's a lot of like, you know, darker elements and like action and mystery going on, but the setting itself is very much somewhere I would love to live. And now it is time for the cottage catch-up. This is the part of the episode that's a little bit more chatty, less scripted for sure. I decided that I kind of just wanted to dedicate the cottage catch-up to a few basically like honorable mentions, but also movie TV show adaptations of some of the books I referenced, just also for reference. I'm currently drinking, as is custom to share, lavender tea. I've been mixing lavender, lemon, and rose petals in my tea, and it tastes wonderful, but the rose petals are loose leaf, and I've noticed that that's just, like, really unpleasant to be straight up consuming pieces of a flower. So I've put them in like a tea diffuser in an attempt to kind of keep myself from just straight up drinking the petals. So far it's working. So moving on, let's get into some of the movies and TV shows that are honorable mentions. First off, Practical Magic. This is just, it's been a favorite of mine since I discovered it. I don't know why it took me so long. It's very up my alley. It has like these witches played by Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock. Basically, they're sisters who grew up practicing magic, and they live in this cute little town with their aunts, this very like traditional house, little garden, very much witchy cottagecore vibes going on in that movie. Also, soundtrack, absolutely wonderful. I mentioned The Hobbit earlier, but I would say The Shire is in the Lord of the Rings series, so if you want to watch that, go ahead. Again, I will say the whole movie is not cottagecore. It is very much dark and violent and not necessarily something that you would love if you're looking for something a little bit on the lighter side, but the nature is beautiful, and if that is like the aspect of cottagecore that you're, you know, most attracted to, I would say there's some really beautiful scenery in the Lord of the Rings series. Narnia is also, you know, a movie series, so if you don't feel like reading the books, you can check that out. Same with Outlander, it's a TV show. I actually started watching the Outlander TV show while I was still in the middle of reading the book series, so I ended up reading the books. I would read a book, and then I would watch the season of the TV show that matches up with that book. Honestly, would recommend, because picturing Jamie Fraser as the actor from the TV show is a very good idea. Moving on. Spiderwick Chronicles, also a movie. Same with Pride and Prejudice. Haven't seen the TV show version of Pride and Prejudice, but I would recommend the, I think it's like 2001 or 2005 version with Keira Knightley. She does such a good job playing Elizabeth Bennet. I can't imagine anybody else getting her character so perfectly, and they did such a good job of translating Jane Austen's humor into the movie. The scene with the boiled potatoes, if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. I cannot watch that scene without laughing. This does not have a narrative, but I will say, if the aspect of cottagecore that you are most attracted to is baking, you probably are already watching the British Baking Show. At least that's what we call it. In the UK, I guess it's like British Bake Off, but I don't know. The little like shots that they do between the baking competitions of like the location, they're clearly going for that cottagecore aesthetic. Little Women, I touched on this as well. Several movie adaptations of that, would recommend the most recent. Tuck Everlasting popped up on several lists that I was looking at. I haven't read the book, but I'm in the middle of watching the movie, and I can totally say very much cottagecore vibes. And it features Alexis Bledel, so, you know, if you're a Gilmore Girls fan and you just want to see more of her, you can watch Tuck Everlasting and get both your cottagecore and Rory fix. Next, there were a lot of Studio Ghibli films that popped up, notably Howl's Moving Castle. I watched Howl's Moving Castle. I think it might be the best art in a Studio Ghibli film that I've seen, but plot-wise, and I know I'm in the minority here, but I just, honestly, I did not prefer it over the others. I think Kiki's Delivery Service is easily my favorite, but I do need to watch more. Kiki's Delivery Service features Kiki going to the city, but she does spend a good amount of time kind of in the countryside. It's where she was from before she moves to do her delivery job. And she makes a friend who lives in a cottage. It's just this like random teenage girl who likes to paint and like lives in this little like cottage by herself. And if that's not cottagecore, I don't know what is. Again, the art style of Studio Ghibli films just is so like calming and pleasing to look at. So you could probably watch any of those films and it would be fine. I've heard that My Neighbor Totoro is another one that's pretty popular. And finally, I have the movie Austin Land. I know this is not like, if you're looking for like a quality film, I might not recommend Austin Land, but personally, it was one of my favorite movies to rewatch growing up. The idea is it follows this girl who's always been a major Jane Austen fan, loves Pride and Prejudice, and she sees this ad for basically like an opportunity for adults who are in love with like period pieces and like Jane Austen to experience life in that time period. So you go to this manor with several other adults who are, you know, in costume, in character. There's like a whole house staff there as well who are all actors who are, you know, paid to give you this Jane Austen inspired experience. The movie's just hilarious. Definitely light and fun if you're looking for something that will just make you laugh and cheer you up. Predictable, but good, feel-good movie that gives awesome cottagecore vibes as well. All right, so that is it. As far as my cottagecore book recommendations, as well as a few movies and TV shows, there you have it. I honestly know that there are so many more that I have, but it's kind of hard to think back. There are so many middle grade reads that have cottagecore vibes that I just can't remember everything I read back then. You know, if you have any recommendations, please DM me on the Cottagecore podcast Instagram or comment on a picture, because I would love to know what some good cottagecore books are. I'm currently about to look at Daughter of the Forest, which is an Irish one that was recommended by Darling Daisy, and I feel like it's going to be very cottagecore, very up my alley, but I have yet to start it, so we'll just have to wait and see. You have recommendations for the upcoming episode. If you have any ideas, again, feel free to DM me or comment it on one of my posts. But for more updates on the pod and general cottagecore loveliness, or check out the Cottage Corner Instagram page at cottagecorner_pod. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time on Cottage Corner with Marie.